New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist
Lisa Davis.
Hey everyone, it's Andrea Donsky here from Naturally Savvy Radio. Lisa Davis is away today, but she will be back next time. Today we have an exciting show. I have been very interested in seeing a chiropractor for many years now. I saw one throughout my entire three pregnancies, and I'm a big fan of chiropractic in general. So today we have Dr. Mark Shannon on the show. He's a second-generation chiropractor and nutritionist, which is interesting. I love that. Frequent lecturer and author who's had a thriving practice in Austin, Texas for about 20 years. So well practiced. Welcome to the show, Dr. Shannon.
Thank you.
Very exciting. So like I said, you know, at the onset is I'm a big fan of chiropractic, but why don't you explain what a chiropractor is and what a chiropractor can do to help someone in their journey to healthy living?
Sure. Well, and funny because I just wrapped up this morning with patients and I was talking to somebody because he was a brand new patient. We were going through this and, you know, chiropractic is a very basic thing. A lot of people have kind of some, you know, mixed ideas about it. They've heard things and rumors and my cousin's uncle went and they got hurt or, oh, it's just a massage or something like that. But chiropractic is very, very simple. We have numbers of patients who are professional athletes and medical doctors themselves who come in because they've figured out how chiropractic works in that we are structural experts. And so we look for where things are out of their normal alignment and we put them back because what we find is when spines are out of alignment or shoulders or knees, that joint doesn't function the way it should. And number one, it hurts. You can get immediate muscle spasm or pain or inflammation. And then you get functional loss. And so we get people with grip strength challenges and that kind of thing, as well as even organ dysfunction as nerves that come out of the spine are affected. And people are often shocked by that and like, well, how could that be? And all we have to do is show them some simple charts and explain to them where the nerves that come out of the spine go, and then it makes total sense on how it all works together.
You know, I know when my body, when I need an actual chiropractic adjustment because I can't turn my neck a certain way or it doesn't go as far as it used to or I'm getting constant headaches. So that's, my body tells me when I need
sure.
an adjustment. And a good friend of mine was suffering from terrible migraines for probably over a year. And I was telling her, I guess maybe, you know, it's never too late, but I was telling her a couple of weeks ago that I go to my chiropractor on a regular basis and maybe that could help her. And she went, she told me that it reduced her migraines to such a level that she can actually function properly. Why does
Isn't that awesome?
Like, tell us a little bit. It is so awesome, but tell us a little bit, but why does that happen?
Well, so migraines specifically are really tricky. They are a multifactorial disorder, so they can have causes and triggers that come from foods or smells or emotional situations, stress level, and that kind of thing. But very often, I would say in our practice, it's around 80% of migraines have, if not the sole cause, but a significant contributor to their problem of migraines is that nerve supply in the neck that comes out of the spine there, when it gets quote-unquote pinched because something is out of position in the neck, then wherever that nerve goes, and in this case they come out and go to the head, creates inflammation and pain because the nerves in that region are getting pressure. And when that happens, it doesn't feel good. You know, we all know what it's like when you hit your funny bone and you get that shock finger down your arm and into your fingers. That shock sensation is very much the same thing that you would get, but in the neck, and it goes to the head.
Right. You know, one thing that I wouldn't say I'd had arguments, but I've had discussions with my father-in-law, and my husband had a pinched nerve in his back, and, you know, he goes to a chiropractor now all the time. It helps him keep his back in check, and my father-in-law will always comment, oh, you know, I will never go to a chiropractor. You know, I would never get my neck cracked. I've heard too many horror stories. And you alluded to it a little bit in the beginning. Talk a little bit about where did that all start from and why are people afraid to get their, let's say, their neck cracked, which, by the way, is my favorite part of the adjustment.
Yeah, that's so funny. And it's different for different people. Are you hearing me?
Yep, totally, yep.
Oh, sorry, I just heard a click on the line there. So it's totally different for different people. You know, some people, like you said, like yourself, they love a neck adjustment, and some people don't. Our particular practice we use different techniques. And so there are actually some techniques where there's no neck popping at all. We actually use a tool to adjust. But some people will say, you know, doc, it just feels real good if you crack it. So for those people that really enjoy that, we can do that too. There are different ways to do an adjustment. And some of them have, you know, very little manipulation involved where there's popping and the scary part. But it really is interesting to me how people will have that kind of fear. And you really got to think about this. Every single professional sports team in America has a team chiropractor. Mm-hmm. And if there are these athletes that are literally making millions of dollars a year to do this sport, do you think the team owners would allow them to do something that was really dangerous to them? I mean,
That's a good point.
In and of itself should just be right there. It's like they don't do that. They only do the things that they know are going to help their athletes and make them function at their highest level of potential, which kind of leads me to a guy that I got to work with for 8 years, and that was the tennis player Andy Roddick. And
oh, nice.
Andy,
very cool.
He was the number one tennis player in the U.S. for 8 years, and it was great working with him. When he first came in, he was having neck pain and shoulder and arm pain, and his grip strength had reduced, and he was not serving the tennis racket as, you know, as hard as he had previously. And so he was in a place where he was going to have to drop out of a tournament, and he called and said, hey, you know, can you get me in? He lived in Austin, and he said, you know, I really need to get this worked on. And so he came in, we started working on him. It was immediate relief. He started doing better. And long story short, he got to play the tournament the following week that he was going to drop out of, and got all the way to the final of that tournament, and then got stronger and stronger. And at the end of that year, he broke the world record for serve speed at 155 miles an hour once
That's
the strength
amazing.
Returned to the arm and the pain got out of the neck.
You know, which leads me to my next question is, how often should somebody be getting a chiropractic adjustment?
You know, that is, as you would imagine, it's kind of like if you went to your dentist, they're going to evaluate you and say, well, you got a little plaque, you're good. You know, we'll do a little scrape here, a little there, and you're fine. Versus somebody who has 22 cavities and gum disease and all kind of stuff. So when somebody comes into us, we are, and really most chiropractors, you want to go to someone who's going to do a complete analysis, check you out thoroughly. I personally recommend that you have x-rays done, because much like a dentist, I wouldn't want a dentist just randomly drilling on me. I would want him to know, or her to know, where that cavity was. X-rays are a great tool for us to find where the misalignments are in the spine. And then they'll tell you, hey, look, this is a pretty simple thing. Like just this morning, I had two patients that we were discussing their case. And after we took their x-rays and looked at them, taking everything into account, one of them was someone that we're probably going to be able to get fixed up in, you know, 3 weeks, maybe four. And somebody else, it's the other one. This was a lot of spinal damage, and they're older, and some other things that were going on that they had already seen from an MRI. We're going to probably be working on them for more like 6 to 8 months. So there's a wide range just in those two patients. And then everybody kind of falls somewhere in between, depending on what misalignments they have. And so that, to me, it's all about getting a proper diagnosis, seeing what's there, and then saying, okay, what should we do from this point? And your chiropractor will be able to, you know, kind of guide you in that direction.
What if somebody doesn't want an x-ray? Can they still have an adjustment?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with the technique that we use, we highly recommend. It's called Activator Technique, and you can go to activator.com. And also another kind of synergistic technique that we use with it that also uses a tool, and that's with something called the impulse instrument, which is, again, there's no cracking or popping, and that you can go to goimpulse.com. And those are two websites that you can go to find somebody who do these very, you know, low-risk, low-impact kinds of adjusting. And with those, you can absolutely do quite a bit without an x-ray. And a lot of people will get relief with that.
You know, What's interesting to me is that you're also a nutritionist. And I know that there's a percentage of chiropractors who are very holistic, and then there's a percentage of chiropractors who are chiropractors, and they don't have that holistic approach, more conventional approach. You obviously
exactly.
have a more holistic approach, which I love.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about why you did. I mean, it's incredible, and that's you're the type of chiropractor that I personally would go see, just by the way, if I lived in Texas.
So, well, anytime you're in town, come say hello.
You know what? I do come to town. I come and I do media there. So I will definitely look you up when I come.
Yeah.
I'll let you know when I come next. So tell me a little bit about why you decided to become a nutritionist and merge those two degrees.
Yeah. Well, they work so perfectly hand in hand because, kind of the idea of chiropractic is that we don't add anything to the body and we don't take anything away. We don't do anything that directs the body to do something where if you make a cut in the body, which, don't get me wrong, surgery is fantastic and needed in certain situations, but when you cut the tissues of the body surgically, you're going to create a permanent change. Whereas with chiropractic, it's very non-invasive, it's very conservative, it's very allowing the body to heal itself. So with nutrition, it actually follows right along in that we're not taking a medication that causes the body to react a certain way, but we're giving it nutrition and saying, hey, here is like a buffet of nutrients for you to use, body. How do you, what do you need from this? You take it and do what you want to. And so often people are just missing some particular nutrients in their diet, or they're overloading with too much junk. I mean, we've heard that all the time. And so we try to guide people and say, look, your body doesn't just function well because it's in alignment. That's one critical piece. Like, when we have people that can't walk in and we fix their low back or hip and they walk out, well, yeah, that was a big part of their issue. But what if they're also, 50 pounds overweight, and that added weight when they are walking incorrectly is making it worse? Well, then we say, okay, let's chat about diet. You're having some weight issues, but you're also having some other functional issues. Maybe there's something that's going on in your diet. And we discuss that with them because it's unbelievable to me the health changes in people literally within a week or two. And if we have time, I'd love to tell you a couple of those stories that are just like, what? How could that happen so fast? Where just simple dietary changes have 180 degree turned around somebody's health. And they were like, I can't fathom.
I would love
that
to
my
hear
diet
that. Why don't
was doing
you share
that to
a story?
Me.
No, and I think it's an important story to share because I think for people who are listening would say, I've wanted to try a chiropractor before, but maybe I haven't, or maybe I go to my chiropractor all the time, but haven't really tied the two in terms of eating healthy at the same time. So please share.
Just one that comes to mind, and it's a lady who came in this morning. This was about her son. So she came in, she was across the hall. We have my personal setup is I have two adjusting rooms close to each other, and she overheard me talking with another lady about her child, because we were doing some nutritional counseling, because that child was having some rash-related issues and some other things, and she couldn't figure it out. So when I got to her, she goes, I heard you talking to that other lady. I didn't know you worked on kids. And I said, well, yeah, we're all human, so we're all the same. They're just little versions of us, And she said, so here's the deal. My son is 18 months old, and ever since he was 9 months old, he has had an ongoing upper respiratory infection with coughing and the rattly chest cough and the runny nose and the red eyes and can't breathe through his nose at night. And he's lethargic and he doesn't seem like he's, really engaged in playing with his brothers. And he's a cranky kid. And he was not like that before this infection. I was like, well, so what have you done? And she ran through all the normal things. So they went to the pediatrician. They did 6 rounds of antibiotics and they, did multiple things. And the last time she went to the doctor, they said, it's time to do steroids. And she goes, oh, wait, I read something about this. Can't steroids potentially cause stunted growth? And the doctor said to her, well, maybe they'll be a little bit stunted, but at least you'll sleep at night.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was like, oh, my gosh, no, thank you, and no thank you. So then it was literally the next day she overheard this conversation. We started talking. She brings the kid in, and cute kid, you know, but got all this stuff going on and coughing as he's walking in my door, and he's carrying some kind of a pastry in his hand about the size of his head as he's walking in the door. And I said,
sugar.
Is this normal breakfast food for him? And, oh, yeah, he loves, you know, donuts and Pop-Tarts and that kind of thing. And I said, okay, well, so let's try this. First things first, let's cut out, and you know, you do this all day long, so it's like rolling your eyes, of course, to you. Said, let's cut out all wheat and gluten, and really, let's cut out grain. You know, let's get him on fruits and vegetables and clean sources of protein, and let's leave off of all the packaged junk like that. And start with that. Here's a couple of supplements that we use that are just kind of immune boosters. And just real simple. And so she said, okay, I'll give anything a shot at this point, because the pediatric allergist that I went to yesterday said that we couldn't even do the testing on him because he still had a rash. Well, the rash and the rattly chest cough and all that was all connected. And she's like, that's why I'm bringing him to you. And so she was a little put off by that, too. He comes in after 3 days of being off of junk and on a couple of little supplements, and the rattly chest cough is 50% better. Remember, he's had this for 9 months, round after round of antibiotic. Seven days in, the chest cough is gone, the runny nose is completely quit, and after about 10 days, the rash was completely gone, and there were no signs and symptoms. He's laughing and playing with his brothers again, and there are literally no signs of it. 10 days of getting junk out of his system and a few good nutrients in that he was missing, where 9 months of this, nothing had changed. And that's just a simple story of how dramatic it can change your life. So the little boy's getting to sleep through the night. Mom and dad are getting to sleep through the night because they were having to get up doing breathing treatments with him, nebulizer and all
steroids.
This other stuff, because he couldn't breathe. And so their whole family's life was altered by simply the wrong nutrition going into his body that he was reacting to.
Wow. I mean, stories like that, I mean, first of all, they don't surprise me, but I think it's incredible that when you're able to see that firsthand, and then you're able to share those stories with everyone else. I mean, we know what sugar does to our body. We know that it's inflammatory, and not to mention, who knows what their, you know, kind of food coloring was in the food.
The
flavors.
All the chemicals.
Right. You know, we can go on and on. So, I mean, but those stories warm my heart, because at the end of the day, you know, you're able to help her son, and you're also able to avoid them using unnecessary steroids that are going to stunt his growth. Now, don't get me wrong. When we need medications, we need medications. But in this case, those healthy alternatives are where it's at, right? And if we're able to try something, sorry, go ahead.
I just was going to say, I tell patients all the time, look, it's not good and bad. It's appropriateness. If I get hit by a truck, I do not want a chiropractic adjustment and some vitamins, right?
Right. No,
I want
you need help.
The best surgeon on the planet, and I want heavy narcotics. Those are good, right? That is appropriate for that situation, but just randomly throwing an antibiotic and or, you know, steroids at something that isn't going to fix the core problem will never be a solution.
Right. And, you know, talking about antibiotics, I mean, we just wrote an article on the website that ear infections, you know, they're no longer required antibiotics because most of them are viral. And
exactly.
One of the things that I used to do with my kids, my son would get, and he was the one that had, I think, two or three ear infections. So my other two daughters did not. And when he did get ear infections, I mean, I took him off dairy and I did all the natural ways, you know, oregano oil, and I did colloidal silver.
Right.
But what I also did was take him to the chiropractor. And when I did take him to the chiropractor, it cleared so much quicker. So I do think, you know, something like ear infections are amazing for chiropractic adjustments. And I did, by the way, as soon as all three of my kids were born that week, we were at a chiropractor. Because I did feel, I mean, for me and for my kids.
Sure. Yeah, I adjusted my girls. You know, within 5 minutes of their birth, we have two little girls and amazingly beautiful and sweet and healthy. And my sisters and I were both, or all three of us, adjusted within minutes of our birth because my dad is a chiropractor and he did too. And people go, oh, isn't that unsafe? I mean, what if you break something? Well, as you can imagine, the force that is used on a baby is minuscule compared to what it would be on an adult. And we would never do anything that would be risky or dangerous or even remotely problematic for a kid. And the response to them to getting adjusted is so quick. It's parents are often blown away. And by the way, you talked about ear infections. The number one reason why we see kids under the age of one, probably, is ear infections.
Yeah. It's an amazing, it should be part of every parent's protocol.
Yeah, you know? It's just simple. It's so simple and so easy. And really, just so for people who don't know, they go, well, what does that your neck have to do? There's two things, real simple. One is nerve supply that's getting impinged, like we were talking about earlier, how function of the body can be affected by nerves. So nerve supply that goes to the ear and to the sinus tissues and all of that in the neck can affect it. But then also something as simple as the eustachian tube being clogged. And so
That's right.
There are chiropractic adjustments that can open up the ears and allow that nastiness to drain out of there so that that fluid is not stagnant. Because you can take an antibiotic and kill the infection, but if the situation that created the infection, which is stagnant ear fluid, is still there, it'll come back.
You know, I'm going to tell you one more story because I know we don't have a lot of time left, but I'm going to tell you one more story about it's a huge success story for me in chiropractic. And I want to share this with everybody out there because, like I said at the beginning, I'm a huge fan. So when my third was in my belly, I was pregnant and she was breech. And I was, I was seeing a midwife and they were like, you know, one of the options you could do is you can go to a chiropractor. They'll help you. They can help you. I forget now the method that they called it, but there is a certain method that you could do. You probably know it that can help turn the baby. They're like, they said there's a chance it may work or a chance it may not. Anyways, I went to the chiropractor and it worked and she turned and it was all because of my chiropractor that I delivered a baby that wasn't breech. So, which is great because I didn't want to have a C-section if I didn't have to. I wanted to deliver vaginally and it worked and she turned. So, I mean, we can go on and on and on about the reasons why we should go see a chiropractor.
This is my 20th year of practice and I have yet to have a pregnant mommy who came in to see us to have a breech pregnancy. We have not had one.
Amazing. Amazing. No, it's great. All right. So a couple more questions just before we go. You know, you're a nutritionist. You talked a little bit before about, you alluded to, supplements. Do you believe in supplements that you use that as part of your regular routine?
Yeah, we do. So as a nutritionist, one of the things that we do is we'll recommend them. And, of course, we, have a particular brand that we use in our office because I trust it wholeheartedly because I'm honestly a little bit of a different nutritionist than maybe average nationwide in that I really believe in whole food nutrition. And that is, I think the majority of your medicine, so to speak, should come from your diet. So as a whole food nutritionist, I'm not going to pump somebody up on, 15,000 milligrams of synthetic vitamin C. That is not my personal belief. I believe that real food sourced vitamin C should be what it is, meaning eat the fruit, eat an orange, eat, strawberries, eat something that has a high vitamin C content in it if you want to. But if we're really going to get down to, I don't want to do this or that with, eating more this fruit or that vegetable. And there are certain things that we know we need to support in that person, then we do recommend supplements for, specific things where we're trying to boost nutrition, certain situations. And in that case, we use whole food supplements, meaning supplements that come from organically grown produce here in the U.S. that are then just simply dehydrated and turned into supplements. They just grind up the raw organic fruits and vegetables and make the supplements from that. Versus your average supplement, when you just walk into the supplement store, is going to be a synthetic supplement that is derived from some chemical, from literally
and possibly from China
petroleum products.
No, I think that's a great point. I also really like real food supplements. I think that's great, and also knowing the source, right? So I think that's important too, where the supplements come from
so
and the
important.
Quality. So, yeah. Dr. Shannon. If people want to find out more about you or, I guess, my last question to you is it's really hard to find, not so much that it's hard, but, how do we find the right chiropractor for us? So people are listening. They're like, well, I don't live in Austin and I'm not able to, you know, I'm not able to get to Dr. Shannon today. How can they know that they're finding the right chiropractor for them?
Well, you know, airline tickets are getting cheaper these days. So if you just fly to... No, I'm kidding. So the two resources that I always tell my patients, like if you're moving from Austin, you're going to Seattle, moving to LA, go on to activator.com and look for an advanced proficiency rated activator doctor. Go to goimpulse.com, which is, again, another adjusting tool, you know, very safe, gentle, effective thing, which is, by the way, what I used on Andy Roddick and all of my athletes. And also find somebody in your area. And then for me personally, like if I was moving to a new town and I needed a chiropractor, I would look at those websites, but then I would also cross-reference that with reviews. You know, we live in a day and age where people are vocal and they get online and they tell you what they think. And so whether, you know, it's, you know, Google or what some of the other review sites, you can find things out there like Yelp, and you can find, and people will list. And if you find a chiropractor that's got 50 people who have said, you won't believe what this, you know, doctor did for me, it was amazing and awesome, and they're also one of these practitioners, then that's somebody that I would choose. Now, again, there are a ton of great techniques, and so I don't say that people have to go to those two techniques. In fact, some people respond really well to other techniques. But me personally, that's what I would do. And, you know, ask around, ask friends, because when you start asking, people are really excited to tell you about, oh, you got to go see my chiropractor. They're great.
No, that's great advice. And just before we go, I want to thank our sponsor for today for making Naturally Savvy Radio happen is NeoCell. We talk a lot about youthful living, and collagen is an important part of that youthful living. So NeoCell.com, NeoCell is one of our amazing partners at Naturally Savvy. So I encourage you to check out their website to learn more about collagen, because we lose collagen after the age of 25. So if you want to keep away those wrinkles and those fine lines and keep those bones strong, I recommend checking them out. So thank you, NeoCell. Well, Dr. Shannon, thank you so much. Do you have a website and social media where people could find out more about you?
Yeah, we do. It's exciting. We just I just launched my first book this year. And
Congrats.
It's a all-encompassing book on health. This is like health 101, everything from emotional health, spiritual health, structural health, everything that, that fits in, dietary health. And they can find out about that and about everything about me on a pretty, you know, creative website, drmarkshannon.com.
Perfect. And, well, thank you so much, Dr. Shannon.
Yeah, you bet.
And have a great day and keep on adjusting. I love it. I'm actually going to go call my chiropractor. So thank you for the reminder.
Yeah, there you go.
Reminder.
Great. Well, and right, I look forward
day,
to
everybody.
Seeing you when you come to Austin.
That's right. I will. All right, everyone. I'm Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis. We'll be back next time. You're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. Like us on all social media at Naturally Savvy, at Andrea Donsky, at Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. We're very active on Twitter and Instagram, so follow us. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.